Hey, Chip Chat listeners. This year, we'll be broadcasting live Chip Chat episodes from IDF in San Francisco at the Moscone Center, September 13th and 14th. You can listen in at blogtalkradio.com/chipchatidf2011. Stay tuned for more details and times. Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. Now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name's Allison Klein. Today I've got a duo of technology experts in the studio with me, Mike Patterson and Winston Saunders, and we're going to talk data center efficiency. Welcome, guys.
Thanks, Allison. It's good to be here.
Yeah, thanks, Allison.
So Mike and Winston, you guys have both been on the program before talking about different aspects of data center efficiency, but today we're going to talk about elephants, apparently, and a new way of looking at how to measure data center efficiency beyond PUE. So for the audience, why don't we go ahead and just remind everyone what you guys do for Intel?
Okay. This is Mike Patterson, and I work in our Eco Technology Program Office, looking at all things eco and energy efficient for data centers from the server and components in the server right up through the data center to look at the power and thermal aspects of that.
Yeah, my name's Winston Saunders, and I work on all aspects of data center efficiency and the data center group at Intel.
Mike, you've come on the program many times and talked about PUE. Do you want to just review that?
Sure, absolutely. PUE is the ratio between the total energy used in the data center and the IT equipment energy used in the data center. And when we first started down this road, PUEs could range anywhere from 2 to 3, such that you would be using 2 to 3 times more energy overall as compared to what the IT equipment actually needed. And with the focus on PUE, we've got it down now where some of the leading data centers are down in the 1.1 to 1.2 range. And so we're starting to change our mindset because we know how to do efficient data centers in terms of the infrastructure. And when you get down to that 1.1, 1.2, 1.3, let's start talking about the 1, not the 0.2, but start talking about the 1. And that's where some of the stuff Winston has done recently really looks to replace PUE as possibly the next way to lower the overall energy use in the data center.
And really the concept that I read about in your blog, Winston, is once you hit that point, the energy use is something that a lot of people are not even thinking about in terms of the servers.
Right, exactly. I think people don't recognize that in what we call an efficient data center, the servers are consuming probably 60 or 70% of the energy. And so what we need to start doing is figuring out as an industry, how are we going to talk about the efficiency of that component of energy use?
So, Winston, what have you cooked up in terms of a model for the industry to consider?
Well, we started off by, Mike and I really started off in the cafeteria one day just writing down some numbers. And we said, you know, if you look back in time, what Moore's Law tells you is that the performance of a server doubles about every 2 years. Mm-hmm. So we thought, how do we put that into a mathematical formulation that will allow a data center user to walk into the data center and within an hour come out with an efficiency number for their server population. And so we looked at this formulation based on Moore's Law. You can read about on the blog that we wrote on it, The Elephant in Your Data Center, about taking Moore's Law and understanding that a 2-year-old server is about half as efficient as a current server. The surprising thing is that a 6-year-old server is 8 times less efficient than a modern server today. So we built that into our equation and tried to cast it in the same framework that we cast PUE in, with 1.0 being the ideal efficiency and higher numbers being less efficient.
So is there a particular name for this particular metric?
Yeah, it's SUE, server usage effectiveness, which was essentially a play off of PUE or an extension of PUE. And so it was very interesting as Winston and I were in the cafeteria enjoying a coffee trying to figure out the math on this. It really is quite simple that you just apply a Moore's Law type factor to the number of servers in each of the ages that you come. You sum that up and you come up with a number. And I was kind of stuck on like some kind of value that approaching 1 from below, unlike PUE. And I said, I wish there was a way we could have the same numerical range, right? Where getting down to 1 is ideal. And so I said, so I'm not sure how we do that. And I said, for example, what would an SUE of 2 really mean? And Winston, he just shocked me. He said, well, that means you have twice as many servers as you need. which, mm-hmm. I mean, that becomes an incredibly powerful message, that to do the SUE math, and it tells you how many servers you have more than you actually need. Ideal being one. If you had an SUE of one, you have as few a number of servers as you could possibly get down to get your workload done.
So how would you see somebody utilizing SUE? Is it something where they is a starting point for a data center efficiency initiative? Do they use this hand-in-hand with PUE? Because it seems like there may be some interplay.
The nice part about having both of those is that one of the weaknesses of PUE is that if you get new servers and they are more efficient, the denominator of your PUE goes down, which then would make your PUE go up. So refreshing servers actually increases your PUE unless you fix the infrastructure at the same time. At least when you have SUE and PUE working together, you can begin to comprehend some of the glitches and gaps in PUE and make the improvements needed to improve the efficiency of your data center.
So guys, if we want to find out more about this elephant in the data center, where do we go?
Well, one place to start is on our blog in the Intel server room. That's intel.com/server. And then you can just look me up, Winston Saunders, or you can look for the title, An Elephant in Your Data Center.
And Winston, I hear you're a big Twitter user as well.
Winston on Energy.
Fantastic. Well, thanks, guys, for coming on the program. It'll be a pleasure to have you back when you make more progress with the metric.
And it's always great to be here. And thank you, Allison.
Thanks, Allison.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/design/chipchat.htm.